One of the favourite subjects of our next guest is sleep. Now, I have recently, after jumping on a CPAP machine diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea, have had a higher quality of sleep. And for ages, I was getting a huge pick-me-up because not only the higher quality of sleep, but because I was getting that, then I was actually sleeping for longer. I was going to bed earlier because it almost felt like it was more fun. And then reality kicks in, busyness kicks in, there's stuff to do before you go to bed, and then, oh gosh, there's early meetings and there's things with the kids and they've got early starts. And then suddenly you realize over time you're getting less and less sleep. So here to help us through, I guess, the importance and how to get that little bit of extra sleep and what we should be aiming for, Dr. Chris, this is a subject you love.
I do. I love sleep. That's why, you know, it's one of my favorite things. And it's a bit of an epidemic, really, sleep deficiency. And whether it's a cultural thing, that's what, you know, we're sort of looking into as researchers, is it a cultural, I guess, undervaluing of sleep and overvaluing of busyness and full schedules and, you know, or is it just a fact of our busy lifestyles? We don't know why, but there's about 30% of the population don't get enough sleep, so i.e. less than 5-6 hours of sleep a night.
Well, it's very difficult to be living in the modern culture but not be living according to the modern culture, like, because the reality is, how do you pay for the house if you're not working the ridiculous hours? And then if you're working the ridiculous hours and you're not sleeping properly, and then you're caught into the cycle. So, I mean, some people are making this, let's go regional, rural, let's simplify, but you have to completely remove yourself from the everyday hustle of the modern culture in order to be able to slow down.
Yeah, you're right. Look, there's no easy solution. I have to agree with you there. And we are living in pressured times, and it is what it is. But there is a reward in making priority asleep, in that your productivity will be so much greater.
Yeah.
So the hours that you put aside to do your work will be a lot more productive. You won't be staring at the computer for 20 minutes wondering what you're going to say or write, you know. You'll be able to just punch it out.
You had a spy cam on me yesterday, obviously. Yeah,
because I think that, you know, what was the statistic? If you're sleep deprived, it's equivalent to 0.05 alcohol, you know, in your system. So in terms of productivity, and so you can imagine it's sort of like walking around drunk all the time if you're that sleep deprived.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it feels like, it looks like, I hear you, that feels like that.
without the taste to go with it, So how do we know if we're getting enough or not?
Exactly. How do you know if you're getting enough?
Yeah.
I guess there's a couple of litmus tests you could do. One is that if you're feeling tired throughout the day, you know, if you're feeling progressively tired, and there's three stages of fatigue. The first stage is you feel tired at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you get that second wind at around 6 o'clock, and then because you get going and you get all your jobs done, then you end up going to bed later and later to try and get everything done. That's the first stage. The second stage is you feel tired from 10 o'clock in the morning onwards. And the third and final stage is you feel tired from the moment you get up in the morning. So those are the sort of the three stages of progressive fatigue. Yeah. And the third stage is awful. I've been there a couple of times for various reasons, but just babies mainly, but exhausted. You know, it's awful feeling. You just feel like you're wading through mud all day. And the next test really is it should take you around 20 minutes to fall asleep at night. So if you're hitting the pillow and you're out like a light within seconds, you know that you are absolutely exhausted, and potentially the amount of sleep you're getting is not enough to push you through past a certain bedtime, essentially. So if it takes you around, you know, 20 minutes or so, that's about average to fall asleep at night time.
Well, it's been a great reminder, though, if you're not getting the right sleep, then you need to do something, because it does affect every other aspect of your life. Dr.
Everything.
Chris, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks, Luke.